Inconsistent.
You gotta put those rubbers on, Yurt, because you're not trying to get pregnant. Met somebody who had HIV last night.
Really?
Yeah, well, not last night. We met earlier in the day. Not at work. Nigga was like, I was like, you take any medications? First answer, I have HIV. Like, okay.
And you like spit in my mouth.
All right, this is what we're doing. Great. Now I gotta clean those pens.
You're the reason why Nancy Reagan had to come out and hug AIDS patients. And what is it? Princess Diana?
Yes.
That's what it was.
I'm the reason.
Because they're like, I gotta wash my pens. This guy has the freaking cooties.
He has the cooties. We all know what the cooties is.
Actually, they could actually spit in your mouth and you won't get AIDS.
Wow. Yeah.
It doesn't transfer to saliva.
Well, you know, I usually don't like strangers' spits. Ask Magic Johnson. He knows.
Could be alive forever.
He'll be alive forever. Imagine. All the medication he took, they figured out the juice to live forever.
The cocktail. They're like, we've been doing everything to him. Like, oh, snap. We didn't know if we mixed all these together.
We would end up with a survivor black guy for the rest of his life. That'll suck.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here we go.
But you know, if they spit in your mouth, you could do like a little biological experiment.
Have you ever done that?
Had someone spit in my mouth?
Yeah.
No. Never in my life. I'm not even interested.
Me neither. Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
That is crazy. Speaking of biological experiments,
oof.
We're gonna talk about your favorite war, World War II. Your favorite thing to talk about is atrocities on humanity,
right?
All right, so
let's just do a little recap for the history, you know, because we're doing history today, right? So if we're doing history, the war was against who? It was against the United Allies.
No, just the Allies.
We're gonna do United because there was a lot of them. They were together, okay. Holding hands,
and the United Axis powers. Because they were also doing the same thing.
They were also doing the same thing.
In their head, they were both the good guys.
Right. No, of course.
Of course. You're never the bad guy.
And the allies were who? It was America.
Well, not yet. Well, I mean, technically, yes. But yes, America, yes. Britain, eventually parts of France. What else?
USSR.
No, I was going to say Germany. Germany was the bad guys.
The Soviet Union?
Later on. In the beginning, the Soviet Union, they were allied with the quote-unquote bad guys.
Bad guys.
Yeah. So, but in the beginning, it was just Hitler was just like, oh, I'm going to start taking over countries.
Right.
Basically what Trump is
so doing. The bad guys, which were called the United.
No, stop saying United. Just their access powers and the allies. All right.
Access powers and the allies.
So Hitler was doing what Trump is doing now. He's like,
so
oh, I'm
access
take
powers
over this country.
Was Germany, Italy, and Japan.
Japan. Yeah. And Soviet Union. In the beginning.
We're not going to count though because they joined us. They realized.
Later on, right now, in the beginning.
No, we're not doing right now. We're doing eventually. Yeah. No, go ahead.
Because what happens is that
you're going to confuse everybody.
No, they can't.
I got to do a test, an essay paper. You're going
to. Well, if you get confused, then you shouldn't pass the class. That's all.
Oh.
You got to redo it.
You're a student. You're not the teacher
this
of
isn't
me.
No, this isn't no.
You're not the teacher of me.
This isn't no one left behind.
This
you
is
get left behind.
Everybody gets left behind.
But, Hitler, well, you know, Germany.
Your boy, right?
Was like, yo, we're going to start taking over countries. We're going to take over Poland. And that's basically the beginning of World War One. I mean, World War Two. We're taking over this country. That's it. Right? And then they just like, oh, we'll just keep going. That was very successful. And then, you know, I think they took over Italy. Oh, and then Italy was like, oh, we'll join forces with you. This is Mussolini. He ran Italy. He was like, I will join with you guys.
With the
Nazis.
No, give them the name, the Allied.
The Axis power. We gave them that name.
Axis power, okay.
And then they made a deal with Russia, saying, hey, look, help us out. We're all going to work together. We're going to take over this entire region between the three of us. There was parts of Italy that didn't like Mussolini. So they became like a, what do you call them? Like a resistance in Italy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, like the Democrats.
Basically, yeah. They became like a resistance in Italy. And then eventually, Germany decided, oh, we're actually going to take over Russia. We want Russia too. And they backstabbed Russia, and then Russia was like, what the hell? And then, the allies were like,
you mean the Soviet Union?
Yeah. And then the allies were like, well, you know, if you're going to fight them, might as well help us out. We might as well work together and get rid of them completely. Obviously, they can't be trusted.
The enemy of my enemy?
And that's basically what happened. But we knew that we knew the Soviet Union wasn't on our side fully.
Yeah.
We just knew that we both had the common enemy.
Okay.
That's why at the end of the war, was the beginning of the Cold War. Because it's just like, all right, technically we're friends, but we don't really trust each other. So you stay over there and I stay over here. Remember then they split Germany down the middle? Remember they had East Germany and West Germany? And this is a whole conversation of capitalism versus communism. This is a perfect example of it in this moment right here. Because on the capitalist side, you had Volkswagen, Audi, these car companies that came up. But on the West side, which was controlled by the Soviet Union and the communists, they had like, I forgot the name of the car brand, but it was like a garbage car brand, just one brand in the whole country, one standard model that was no good and nobody wanted it. And in fact, things were so bad that when they decided to take the wall down and like, you know, we're going to take this wall down, the guards were like, all right, whatever. Like they didn't even bother trying to, hey, you know, this is our country. What are we doing? They didn't even bother with that.
Yeah.
They were so happy to be like, all right, let's get out of here. We're done. You know?
Okay.
Anyway. That's another class. We're going to get into that later on. That's when we go into civics and talk about the difference between, you know, capitalism and communism and socialism, like the dynamics. Not just, oh, this is, makes me feel good, but like, what is it? How is it effective in the world, you know? Anyway, the point is, Japan had a hard-on for China.
And they were Japan had a hard-on for China.
Yeah. They were like, we want that. We want that land. So they took over parts of China, actually parts of Korea,
yeah,
Taiwan. They took over all that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's right next to them.
They were doing a Hitler.
I mean, they're doing what everybody does. They take over land.
No, no. The United States has never done that. Your face. Your face was like, nah, this nigga's not going to pass this class. That's what's happening right now.
But you know what's funny? It's like that's the way everything was historically until World War II. You want that
historically,
land?
Historically, that's like the whole history of mankind.
If you want it, if I could beat them, it's mine.
It's mine.
If I can't beat them, then they
why beat them if I'm not going to take what they have? Run it.
Yeah, yeah.
Run that.
Yeah. And then eventually the United States, after World War II, they were like, all right, let's make a deal with the world. You guys, because remember they had like pirates. And if you had a boat going from, I don't know, Europe to America, anywhere in the international water, somebody could just rob you.
Yeah.
And it would happen often.
A lot.
Yeah. So the United States was like, bet, we're going to protect the oceans so we can have free trade in the world.
Okay.
Right? So the only freaking thing, caveat is you got to use American dollars to make these trades.
Right.
To increase our, and that helped us out tremendously.
Come here.
So we did a trade. We'll protect you if you pay us. And that's why Donald Trump's saying, where's the money?
Yeah.
That's why Donald Trump's like, if you want protection, you got to pay us.
Yeah.
It's the deal we made. The world exists right now because of the way we decided to make this trade deal.
Yeah, and you haven't been holding your end of the bargain.
Yeah, you've just been slacking off over here. So let's get this going.
And that makes him a bad guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
It's actually better for other countries to increase their defense. Because if things go back to the way it used to be.
Right.
Where a stronger country takes over a smaller country, if you have no military, you're screwed.
Yeah, so it's a mutual interest here.
Yeah, we should all be saying, it's one of those things where it's like, that I don't know if you remember, we talked about this a long time ago. There's a bank in Texas that allows guns.
Okay.
Right? And not only just the people that go there, but also the tellers, everybody got a gun on them. That bank has never been
the guy that hosts you? Hey, welcome to the thing. Yeah. How you doing? Can I help you?
Yeah, yeah. Just go over there.
Yeah, go over there.
Anyway, that bank has a history of never being robbed. And they're one of the oldest run banks in the world. This is during the Wild Wild West.
Ooh.
They never got robbed.
Because they did the F around to find out.
Exactly. They did, we'll point the gun at each other. We're all good. Everybody's good. We're good.
Do you need a receipt?
Yeah. So if you do that worldwide, everybody got a gun, we're chill.
Right.
Nobody's going to go. Because, you know, if you wild out, we're all going to shoot you, right?
But some people are trying to have that gun, and we're not trying to have that, right? That's another topic.
But if you start disarming people, okay, put away your guns. We're all going to put our guns down. All I got to do is pull out a gun on the low. Got you. You got no gun. You can't shoot back. You know what I'm saying? Or that's what Iran was doing. Secretly, they were building a gun on the low.
They were like, oh, not that well.
And America was like, what are you doing over there?
Go ahead, Zo.
What's that?
Go ahead, Zo.
I'm nothing. No, come look. Come look. That's what they were doing. Literally, that's what it's like, right?
He looked at his butt, guys.
So you're building a gun on this side. And the America's like, what's going on? No, you can come check. Check this. Nothing.
There's nothing here?
And on the low, you got it over here. I don't know. I don't got nothing.
Apparently, they had nothing.
And then America's like, I know you got a gun there, bro.
We saw it.
I see you building it. I'm going to shoot you, Khomeini.
You know when your child is doing something bad?
Yeah.
And they're like really like looking at you like, you don't see this, yeah. You know.
America smacked him in the head. They're like, we're done.
Yeah.
You know, you're not doing that no more. And right now we're in the middle of that. Right now they're like, well, who, anybody else want to build a gun in this country?
So now that Japan is trying to expand.
Yeah, they're trying to expand. Yeah. They've been expanding.
They've been taken over.
Yeah.
The rest of the world noticed and said, it's now time to chill the F out.
Well, originally nobody gave a crap.
Right, because it's that side of the world. Yeah, who's over there?
They talk funny. They look funny. They say.
All they eat is noodles.
They eat weird. Let them do their thing. Let them kill each other. Who cares?
They're from a whole other kind of our species. Yeah. Chinky eyes. Like they don't even resemble us.
Yeah, let them do their thing, you know?
They can have their own planet.
And over there, they were like, whatever. Might makes right. So if we got the guns, right, we're doing what we're supposed to do.
We're going
to
do us. Yeah.
Which is what, you know, they're looking up at Germany like they're doing it over there.
Yeah, it's our turn.
Yeah, Britain has a history of this. That's how they got all their ships.
So so they get into war. Officially, World War II.
Yeah.
Pops off.
Eventually, Japan joins Germany. Sure. Like, hey, we got your back.
Japan, right.
Because we're over here on this side of the ocean.
Yeah.
You guys do your thing over there.
Yeah.
You know?
It's us versus them.
So, Japan starts taking over China, little by little.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, which is
when you think about it now.
Yeah, when you think about it now. Yeah.
You're like, what?
Well, that's why we had to dismantle China. I mean, Japan. Because they were too powerful as a nation.
Yeah.
And it's not just... You have weapons. You have people that are willing to do anything.
Go in.
They're That's willing a to dangerous just... population.
Well, it sounds similar to another population that loves to go in with bombs.
So that's why America influenced Japan. And if you look at Japan during World War II versus Japan today, it's a totally different culture. We've completely changed the way people do things. They're very, we lead into the honor system that they have.
We kind of blew them up, right?
Well, we blew them up, but that wasn't, you know, they were still who they are. Yeah. It's not like they just immediately were like, oh, don't you want that? You know, they were doing they didn't change into that right away. They were still like freaking samurais and ninjas out there.
So they were
very honorable. Like, hey, lean into that honor system that you guys have.
Right.
You know? And now they have one of the cleanest countries in the world because they're very...
Wildly clean, which is crazy.
So, like, lean into that. Be those people.
You heard that the deers bow down to people?
Oh, the deers?
Deers.
That's amazing.
The reindeers from Santa Claus from the North Pole.
Oh, konnichiwa.
Yeah, konnichiwa. They be going in, bro. Anyway, so during this time, the war started in 1930, right?
Yeah. 1937 or something like that.
I'm going to go with 30s, right? 30, I think it's 30.
I'm going to say...
Pretty close to 30.
39,
way off. All right.
well, 37 is when Japan...
The official...
Starts fighting with China.
Right. The official, like, where everybody got involved.
Yeah. No, 37 is when just Japan was doing their thing.
Just Japan.
So then Germany started doing it in 39, and they were like, I see you over there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We can help each other out.
Japan started in 30.
37.
2 years early.
They're messing around.
All right,
around.
So
eventually in 1937, Japan captures a part of China, and they start taking over. It's Nanking. They start taking over this land, right? And reports of people that write journals and military, whatever, they start saying,
There's something going on here.
We did some crazy shit.
Yeah. Okay. They're reporting that something is going on.
Even the soldiers are like writing, like, yo, I cut this nigga's head off. I cut a baby out of stomach. Like, yeah. It was crazy. Like, remember, they're looking at them like they're barbarians.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Remember, they're Mongolians as far as they're concerned.
So there's reports that something's going on over there.
Well, we didn't even know what's going on at the moment. We found out
at the moment. No, I'm saying, right.
But amongst themselves, they know what's going on.
At the time, they knew exactly what was going on. But we find out later on that there was something popping off through the soldiers, but not through eyewitness accounts.
No, the eyewitnesses.
Nobody survived.
Yeah, the eyewitnesses are gone. They made sure they cleaned all that up. Any last survivors of what's going on there, they got rid of them.
Dexter, where you at, Dexter?
Yeah. The only people that survived were the soldiers that were like, yeah, we.
This is what went
there
down.
There was a soldier, he wrote that they had, you know, at the time, they had muskets that had bayonets, the little knives in front of the gun. And they said that they were throwing babies at each other and catching them with the bayonets. Like, that's the kind of level of thought. That they were like, they're animals, basically. These people all here are animals. They're subhumans, and we just, you know, we're just doing whatever you want to them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, they were raping them and impregnating them and then cutting the babies out and doing experiments on the babies, which is technically their kids.
So who initiated this? What's now known as Unit 731, right?
Yeah.
Was it the... what's his name? The Emperor?
General Hito, Emperor, put in a General Shisiri Shio Isahi. I can't even pronounce it. It's another language, as far as I understand. So anyway, so he puts his general in charge, right? And this general is like, all right, we're going to use these people as vessels.
Shirohishi.
Yeah, thank you. So... we're going to use these people like lab rats, basically. Like the way, you know, if you go to a freaking a test lab, they have a bunch of rats in cages and they do experiments. We're going to use them, but people.
But humans.
Yeah. And they really wanted to focus on germ warfare. So, like, the plague. They're like, all right, we got the plague. How can we use this to help fight?
Not just the plague.
Yeah, I don't know, millions of things, but I'm saying, like, that was an example.
It's like what they were trying to do was trying to find out how could we defeat our enemy sort of without the conventional warfare of bombing and shooting each other.
Yeah.
How could we wipe them out with a simple thing, whether it was, in this case, like, biological weapons or, like,
Poison gas,
or you know what was crazy too was the frostbites.
I mean, imagine frozen weapons freezing everybody.
Not a frozen weapon, but I think because the war was in cold weather, how to monopolize on something, a free resource that we could use as a weapon against them.
So, you know, bombs cost money.
Hell right.
So they're like, why would we bomb? Because they were already bombing China. And then I got this cost, this running up the bill. We gotta build the bombs and you know, dig for the whatever, the fuel, pay the workers to make the bombs. It's like a lot.
So out of all these non-conventional weapons, which one is the most effective of wiping out our enemy? Most effective and least costly.
Yeah.
That was the mindset, right?
That was the mindset. And that's still the mindset today, really.
And then how do we test that out? Which is crazy because... you know, again, you're thinking you're the good guy and you're thinking that the bad guy is so bad that we got to go to extreme measures to annihilate the bad guy because we don't want it to be destroyed. We can't let this evil thing take over us. So we have to go through drastic measures of trying to figure out how to cost effectively take them down. Now, they did these experiments on their own people, right?
Well, no, not on their own people. They did it on the Chinese.
On the people they captured.
The people they captured, yeah.
Including Soviet Union soldiers.
Yeah, so yeah.
Prisoners of war.
Yeah, any prisoner of war, they got automatic experiment. Yeah, you're going to get it.
Automatic.
And for them, it was a benefit to capture...
the prisoners of war.
The Soviet Union. Because they're like, all right, we did experiment with the Chinese. How did the Soviet Union body react to this?
Right, right.
Are they different
than
us?
Right, that's crazy to think that.
Yeah.
Because they look biologically different.
Yeah, like their eyes are round. Why are their eyes round? That's weird. That's weird.
They're aliens.
Yeah, they're weird. Why are they weird like
that?
Right, you know, why are their skin this color? Why are their hair blonde? What the hell's going on over there? You know? So they, you know, when they capture a Soviet Union soldier, to them it was valuable. It's like, oh, okay, now we can do special. And they did a bunch of experiments. Obviously, a lot of them were biological. They gave them the plague to see how they would react to it.
Yeah.
You know, to the point where they were using, eventually they figured out how the plague, you know, how they could use it. And they would infect somebody with the plague, and then they would throw fleas in there with them. So the fleas would obviously suck the blood. Then they would take the fleas, put them in a bomb, fly over land, and just drop the fleas all over the land. And people were actually dying. So like, oh, it's successful. We know what we're doing now. You know what I'm saying? And again, they were doing it as an experiment in China. They were just dropping over a random city. All right, let's check that city out. Let's just drop in and watch and see what happens. You know?
Yeah.
There's even a story that they saw that the Soviets were coming, and they were like, all right, this river flows through where they're at. Let's dump the plague in the river that passes that way.
And it'll get to them.
Free
delivery method.
Yeah. What they didn't know is that once they dumped it to the river, basically the water killed whatever they threw in there. You know what I'm saying? So it didn't work. But still, they were like, all right, we're trying things out. Remember, at the time, this is new. Nobody knows how to do anything. We're trying to figure it out.
Brand new technology.
Yeah. Like, we know people get sick and die, but how?
Yeah.
And what's the mechanism?
And how? What's the effect? There's so many questions.
What happens? Yeah. Like, if
it was a science experiment.
Yeah, like, if somebody got tuberculosis and they're coughing, blood comes out. You're like, where's the blood coming from? Is it your throat? Is it your lungs?
Right.
How is that? What internal? Is it doing to you?
Right.
Is it breaking it down, or is it just, you know, little holes? Like, what is it?
It's little,
So they would give the person whatever disease, and what would happen was obviously people would die. So they would cut the people open when they're dead, and they'll look and they'd be like, wait, their body's kind of rotten a little bit. Like this, we can't really see. So the best way to do it is, while they're still alive, let's cut them open.
Yeah, while it's happening.
So they would get them sick, and the people are like,
an hour later, cut them up.
Yeah, tie them up, and just while they're alive, just no freaking anesthetic, nothing. Just
all right, listen. All right, we did it in an hour. Now do another guy 2 hours to see what the progress is between them now.
Okay, now this woman's pregnant. Is the baby sick? Let's find out. Let's cut that
open
baby
up. Open her up.
Open her up, take the baby out, cut the baby up, see if the baby's
sick. And what's wild about that is that it was just people alive and not even anesthesia. Like, the thought of that is mind-boggling, because you would imagine these people resisted, right?
Yeah. But they would, you know, they would you'd be there with a bunch of people tied up. They would tie you up, and you're just watching them cut you open, pulling out your tripas, looking at it, and, you know, the doctor's freaking doing one of these, and you're just watching them in pain. Oh, like, you can't believe it, you know? And then it wasn't just that. It was just like, all right, how does somebody react without an intestines? So they will cut them open, pull it out, sew it, and put them back together. And be like, all right, let's see how long he lives. You know? So the guy would be without, in pain, without whatever. And they'd be like, all right, give him food. Try to keep him alive. See what happens. And then, you know, they find out eventually.
I don't know why it is that when we're talking about things like this, that's gory and disgusting and, like, you see his face, guys? His face looks like he would be one of those people that would be...
What's an experiment?
No. That smile tells me that you would be that guy. If there was a such thing as... What was your afterlife? We know what he was doing. He was chopping up them bodies. Yeah. And there was no limit. There was no... This was mandated by the emperor. Get this done.
And the thing, too, is that it's not like the emperor knew everything. He was just like... Figure it out.
Yeah,
give me the reports after.
Give me the best way to destroy it.
Like, tell me the outcome. Oh, well, if the person's alive, oh, okay. He doesn't need to know the gory details.
Oh, God. My stomach turned.
Yeah.
Thinking about the baby then cutting up the mother's womb, and she's just trying to fight and just screaming at the top of her lungs.
Yeah.
They probably taped them so they could just hear, like, the moaning, not the actual screaming. I'm just trying to think about how can I do this without having to affect my moral compass. And it's like, oh, no. There couldn't have been a moral compass. They were justified in their means, right? Like, they were doing this because they were trying to win.
Yeah, and also they looked at them like they're just animals.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Oh, God.
I know a lot of people have seen videos of, like, people that are, like, factory farm workers. Like, the truck driver's like, all right, we got to collect some of these chickens now. And they throw it, and then the chicken's, like, hobbling, and they're just kicking the chicken into the freaking, get in there. Come on. We got to go. They're kind of, that mentality is like that.
Yeah.
Get in there with the, you know. This freaking guy's a cohok. Just push him. Get him in there. Yeah. He's
like, I'm pregnant.
In Chinese, but not in Spanish.
Sorry, we have to filter it through our culture.
We don't know Chinese.
We don't know Chinese, so they became Spanish in this version. Shout out to Venezuela. So, all right, and this went on for how long, right? How long did this go on for?
So it was 37. I think it actually got established in 39. So I want to say 4 years.
Right.
You know?
Five years, no?
Four, then
it ended 45, the war?
No, I think it ended 43. Did it end 43? Let's find out. World War II. World War II ended in... Oh, yeah, 45, you're right.
45.
What was 43 then?
43 is when it went down, sounds like. 43 is when it went pop and a pop, clack, clack, clack. So all these experiments went off, right? They did these experiments. Did they utilize these biological weapons in the war against their enemies?
Well, they tried. The problem is they did the plague. They did the plague thing, right? Which worked.
That worked.
Yeah, it worked. But they never really expanded it out more.
They couldn't deliver it
because they were still in the middle of experiments during the war. So they're kind of like rushing, like, okay, we need to figure something out.
Right.
Also, the emperor's like, all right, I gave you money, I gave you this, I gave you that. Give me some deliverables. What do you
Where's
got going on?
Where's my weapon?
Yeah,
right.
That's why they dumped the thing into the water to kind of be like, look, see, we did that, working. It worked. Yay. But it didn't work.
It didn't work. Killed everything in the water.
So they were doing all these experiments, and they would do stuff that, like, even makes sense. I read one that they took horse urine, and they just injected it in somebody's liver just to see what happens. And it's like, okay, that would never happen in real life.
Right, and to think that if we were trying to be effective in... That's why the whole frostbite situation doesn't make sense to me a lot. Because it was like, what were you guys trying to do? Freeze your...
No, wait, I think a lot of it was, okay, we're fighting Russia over there.
Over there. What's
Our guys are coming back with their black fingertips.
What's the effect of all
how
this?
How can we fix this?
Yeah.
Like, how do that we part. Heal them? Yeah,
that part.
So there was a video. In fact, I think there's a video actually because I remember seeing it.
And they must have thought that the Soviet Union, because you keep saying Russia, they must have.
I want everybody to remember that they're the bad guys.
It's working. they must have thought that the Soviet Union is like, wait, our guys are coming back with no fingers and ears because of frostbite. They have to be different, these animals. They're a different breed to be able to survive.
Yeah.
How are they doing it? How are they?
But the Russians deal with it all the time, so they know. The Japanese are like, this is our first time in this
This
region.
Is where we live, bro.
So when they get there, they're like, what the fuck is going on?
What's happening? These guys are fucking polar bears.
So they were doing experiments like they would take somebody's arm and put it into liquid.
Acid.
Not acid. Was it? What is it called?
Acetone.
CO2. Yeah, liquid carbon?
Nitrogen?
Yeah, liquid nitrogen. Jesus Christ.
Sorry,
this isn't science class.
This is the wrong class, bro.
So they take it.
We know who's not passing science.
They will put it in there, and they while they're holding it in there, they will tell the prisoner, tell me what you feel.
I'm busy screaming.
And the prisoner would be like, it hurts, oh my God, it hurts. And then eventually they'll be like, I don't feel anything.
Yeah, done.
It doesn't at all. Like, only hurts at the edge, that's it. Then they would take it out and their hands would be frozen solid.
Solid.
So they're like, all right, we know it's frozen. Let's try to defrost it. So they will warm it up and then their arm is gone.
Yeah, right? Like limp.
Limp. All right, bring in the next guy. All right, this time we're going to put fire. See if that helps. Faster to hurry up. And they would do all these experiments to the point where they were like literally blowtorch their arm.
Yeah.
Trying to melt it and see if it gets better.
Because if it instantly froze, we instantly heat it up.
I mean, you know, kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Like when you're trying to, you know, figure out a problem.
We should try that right now.
If there's a problem, you're trying to figure it out. Try this, try that, try that. Again, this is all for the effort of being like, all right, if our guys get frostbite, how can we heal them?
Yeah.
You know, the correct way, you know? So they did all these weird experiments. Literally, like, some of them were just like, makes no sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Injecting acid in people's eyeballs and see... Make them blind on purpose to see if we can fix it. Like, literally those things.
Yeah. You might. I mean, if you're going to be doing... If you're looking for a weapon, you might as well figure out what the limits of... Or the effects of other random crap.
Yeah.
I mean, you had all these people that are just laying around.
Yeah, but a lot of it wasn't just...
Cattle.
Just weapons.
That's what I'm saying. The emperor was like, get me this. While they were there, we're like, oh, we might as well see what acetone does to people's eyeballs.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying, like... The emperor was just like, give me anything. right? Because I'm funding all this. What's going on? There's a war. Jeez. There's a world war. Give me something.
Give me more incentive to wall out.
So they're like, all right, well, we figured out a way to, you know, do this other thing, this medical procedure. Okay, we could use that.
By the way, don't put horse urine in people's kidneys.
Yeah.
Just in case you wanted to make sure you needed to know the answer to that question, we have it. So this went on for 5 years. It's reported that somewhere around tens of thousands up to 100,000 of potentially of people were victims to these experiments.
Yeah.
But the exact number is not known. And because nobody survived, it's not like the Holocaust people where, you know, they were able to write a diary and leave it behind to tell us about, you know, these experiences. No one survived. They made sure that everyone, it wasn't even make sure that everyone died, in my opinion. It feels like, yeah, they were going to die regardless because these weren't like, you know, let's give them, you know, Corona DK virus and see what happens.
So they had this thing.
This was like guaranteed death.
They had a term that they would call certain people. They would call them logs, like a piece of wood, basically. Like a log. And they were like, oh, this guy's definitely going to die. Might as well give him a disease because he's dying anyway.
Yeah.
And see, you know, the thing. So those people were labeled, they would call it, I don't know the word in Japanese, but they would call him logs. So like, he's done.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want to this guy. He's dead.
Automatically. And the ones that were fresh were like, oh, we start fresh with some.
An example for a person like that was like, obviously they were in war. So they were like,
a prisoner who fucking is bleeding out.
So they're like, all right, some of our guys are coming back from war, from the battlefield into the medical, whatever, trying to get fixed. They have no injuries, but they're dying. What the hell's going on? They're not sick. Something's wrong with them.
Internal.
Yeah. And then they figured out, because what they would do is they would put a bomb in the middle and they would put guys tied to posts on different distances in different areas. And they were just tied there. And they'll blow up the bomb. Boom. Obviously, the guys in the front immediately blasted and killed. But the guys further out, they were mostly uninjured.
Right. So they determined the blast radius of weapons.
Then they would take that guy. They would cut him open. They'd be like, all right, what's going on? Then they figured out, oh, your internal organs are popping
from
the freaking.
Because they're jelly.
The waves. Yeah. The sound waves of explosion.
The jet. Oh, sound waves.
Yeah. Poof, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, sound waves are important.
Yeah. So, yeah. So once they figured that out, they're like, oh, okay. That's how they figured out, you know, the internal, you know, bleeding and all. These weird experiments they would do.
Yeah.
And they would do, like, stuff like, they would tie a guy to a post, and they would take, all right, take a knife and just stab the guy on this area.
Do it over here.
Try it over here.
This is the back.
Yeah. They're like, oh, snap, he's bleeding a lot if I stab him over here. Oh, yeah, okay, there's an artery. Okay, now we know when we fight.
That already go for that go spot. For the jugular.
Exactly. So like they were using some of the information. You know what I'm saying? They were like, you know, strategic, trying to figure out how to eliminate our enemy more strategically. And they were using these people as experiments, you know. Again, if you take yourself out of it, this is logical.
If you take your emotions out of it, you mean to say, right? If you don't get emotionally invested, look at it from like an alien's perspective. Oh, they're learning about themselves.
Yeah, they're doing experiments on each other. This is weird, you know. And then they were doing things like they would inject them with, because this is what happened too. These people will go and they'll start, you know, graping. It's not gonna be careful.
Very good. Wow! What a fail! What a fail!
Sorry, guys. We're gonna black that out.
Cut.
So they would do that to people. Then they realize our guys are coming back with diseases. You know, like, what is this? And they discovered, you know, gonorrhea and all these diseases, syphilis. And then they're like, all right, now we know what that is. Let's give it to the people and watch them over time and watch how they, you know, how this disease affects their brain. You know what I'm saying? Like, syphilis is one of them that affects your mind. You know, gonorrhea kind of stays in the region.
Yeah.
And it burns when you pee on that, right? But they figure, you know, once they figure that out, they're like, okay, how can we make a treatment to that? And again, more experiments, more different drugs. And eventually they figure it out. You know what I'm saying? It's not like today where you do like freaking trials and you have to sign up and, you know, do a waiver.
Sign your waiver. Here you go.
Yeah.
Can't sue us.
But
you might
back
end up
then,
with a new butthole.
Back then, they were just doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Cure that runny nose.
What other experiments? Psychological stuff. They would just lock them into a cell. They would take somebody, they'll put them in a cell with no lights, just pure darkness, right? With a little hole in the wall that they would just put food in, that's it, and water, and that's it. No talking, no lie, no nothing. And they would just give it to them. And then they would test the psychological effects of these people. Like, how would they turn out over the years of them being locked in this room with no communication with anybody?
The isolation.
Like, how does that affect a person? Then they would lock them in a chamber, right? Remember with the bomb, they kind of affect, they finally realize all these waves of the exposure, the sound effects. Waves. Okay, so what happens if you sustain waves? They'll put them in a pressure chamber, and they will, like, increase the pressure as high as we can. So, you know, the blood will start boiling.
They
will get the bends. They will cut them open. They'll check, oh, snap, okay, this is happening. Then they'll do the opposite. Take away air. Oh, niggas are suffocating. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, they did everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, anything you could think of, they were like, all right, what if this? What if that?
It's interesting because what happens later on is really controversial, right? But towards the end of all this, they gained all this knowledge and still lost the war. So to me, it's like it was a waste of money for them.
No, I want to say that. I want to go that far because at the end of the day, it's just like it's a waste of human life for sure.
Yeah. You know what I'm
saying? But
not for them.
But for them, they were like, all right. Even in non-war times.
No, but it wasn't a loss of life for them.
Oh, yeah. No, not for them. But I'm saying humanity in general.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But, like, even us today kind of benefit of what they did.
Oh, for sure.
Because if non-war times, we could still use the freaking frostbite experiment to be like, all right, well, we know there's a certain way you need to heat up, whatever. We kind of figured it out now.
Well, no, only because of, it's like, there was I don't know if you remember, there was an episode of in Voyager where B'Elanna got sick and she was attacked by a crab, an exoskeleton kind of species, and whatever, this thing is sucking the life out of her, living off of her, and the doctor uses research from the Kardashian. And that was an enemy, and she was like, how dare you use this information from somebody who was like these Japanese people doing experiments on in war times. So it's kind of like that situation, right? Where it's like we're benefiting for something so horrible.
Yeah.
Which was the controversial aspect of the conclusion of 731, right? A few of these experimentees, including the general, right? Yeah, including the general, basically, after the war ended, were captured by the Soviet Union. And these guys literally were like, we'll let you, not even these guys, the USA was like, we'll give you immunity. Give us the data.
Give us the data.
So
because we can't do these experiments, but you already did it.
You already did it.
We're going to throw it away.
My thing is this, why, if we won, why did we need them, did we need to give them immunity? Were they not records of what they kept?
Well,
or did they keep it all inside their heads?
Exactly.
They
tried to destroy, because they knew it was coming.
Right, they knew the end was coming, so they were destroying it, so like, oh, we know the data, we know what happens, we could tell, that makes their life valuable, right? Yeah. That's the only way.
Because so you burn all the records.
Burn it.
You know the army's coming.
You burn that, they're coming, they're knocking on the door.
You burn them, they're knocking on the door, and you just sit there. Hey, I give up.
Give up.
Take me.
What was going on here? Oh,
and then
my
when
God.
They do your interview, you know, when they your war criminal, tell me
what you did.
Oh, I know a lot of things. I want immunity first.
Jesus Christ.
And then they're like, all right, we'll give you immunity. And then you're like, all right, these are the experiments I did. These are the outcomes. Da, da, da.
Right. Because it wasn't, oh, we have all these records. Because if that was the case, I'm just going to lock you up.
Yeah.
I don't need you. I have your books.
So this is the controversial aspect, is the fact that it's beneficial to everybody to know these horrible things that you did.
Right.
And another example.
But is it morally just? Just like B'Elanna was like, it's not morally just that you use this information that was used, that was gathered by these atrocities. Is it just for us to use this information that were only brought to you by the lives of all those people that they tortured? I mean, is it just, in your opinion?
If imagine you hate Donald Trump with all your might.
I can't
stand him. But then you find out you're one of your children that you love dearly has a disease, but Donald Trump figured out how to heal that disease.
Right. Does your moral compass exist at that point?
Yeah. Do you love your child more than you hate?
Is your disdain for Trump more than your love for your own child?
Yeah. And me personally, like, whatever. I don't care who figured it out.
I don't care. I'm saving my son.
I'm saving my family. Yeah, for sure. And that's what happened with the space program. Right? This guy was making missiles or rockets for freaking Germany, for the Nazi party. And we're like, oh, he knows how to do this. Let's give him a job at NASA. We're trying to go to the moon.
Right. Yeah, he was the bad guy, but
he was a bad guy, but we need his freaking brain.
We need his bad guy brain, right.
I mean, if you're Nazi and you're looking at America, you're like, oh, they're using the enemy to make bombs again. Like, if you would say, let's say the Nazis in a freaking world, the Nazis took over America and they grabbed Albert Einstein. You think they're going to kill him? Or they're going to be like, oh, we need his brain. We need to use him.
He's going to be Albert Einstein of that country.
Yeah. He's going to make bombs for us now or whatever. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're going to use him. Why put it to waste if it's going to benefit humanity? You know what I'm saying?
The general, he lived to be about 67 years old. And he died of some stomach situation.
What, he had like a freaking ulcer or something?
I don't remember off the top of my head because I was looking this up last night. But yeah, he died of some butthole disease.
Oh, man, he didn't do the experiment on that one, huh?
He caught one. But yeah, like, so once they were given this immunity, what were their lives like, right? Jeez, they were given immunity. Were they looked upon their fellow humans? Were they looked upon like, God, that's horrendous what I just saw.
Yeah.
Were they looked on by their fellow citizens as bad guys, as these monsters? No, right?
Maybe. We don't know, right? Because some people, again, you would look, some people would be like, if you were like a hardcore freaking,
believer?
The country of the freaking rising sun. Like, you're one of those freaking, I'm Japanese, freaking bandana on. You know what I'm saying? To you, you're like,
Naruto.
Yeah. To you, you're like, these are our heroes. They fought for our country. They did everything they did. They sacrificed their lives. But other people would be like, well, I just want to be a farmer. Like, I don't want no beef. And you look at those atrocities, you're like, they shouldn't have did that. No wonder they dropped those big ass bombs on us. Look what we're doing.
Yeah.
This is crazy. You know? So, like, you know, the population is kind of torn. Even when, think about it like this. When when America was planning, because they never actually did it, they were planning and invading Japan. They were surrounding it. Remember? You know? That's when they decided to drop the bombs, because they were getting reports that, like, when we land and we know the men are gone, we killed them, they went war, there's barely any men there, the women and the children will pick up weapons. And we don't want to kill women and children, so we back out, and we're kind of like, what the hell is going on? And then we realize it's not the men. It's the mentality.
Yeah, and the fact that we backed off, because imagine, you're going to war to fight, you know, a dude, right? You picture in your mind, I'm fighting a dude.
Yeah, yeah, I'm fighting a guy.
I'm fighting a guy with chinky eyes.
We're both fighting for our country.
We're both fighting for the cause. We believe in our cause. And then when you get there,
it's a kid with a knife. And you're like, what the heck? I'll hit him with a gun. Like, give me that knife. Get out of here, kid.
Get out of here. Scrap. Hit him in the butt. Kick him in the butt.
Yeah, get the hell out of here.
Clean out of here. Go back to your mom. And the mom is on a bush or on a tree, like, freaking ready to.
Ready to freaking. Oh, great. I got to
kill. You kicked my son. Now I got to kill your mother.
Now I got to kill your mom. See, now you're going to grow up and you're going to hate America. Jeez. So, you know, America was like, it's the better of two evils, just throw a bomb on them. And it was less of killing people and more of a psychological thing.
Right, because we did one of these.
Yeah.
Boom.
Because imagine this. Imagine America drops a bomb. Boom, the freaking nuclear bomb. And then we don't drop another one after. Right? The rest of the world is like, well, they had a bomb. If we drop two bombs, then the rest of the world is like, they probably got three. Maybe they got 10. Maybe they got 100. Like, once you drop the second
bomb.
That's
interesting you paint it that way, because I've always painted it like the first bomb went down and they didn't surrender.
Yeah.
You're saying, oh, because they had a bomb, like you're saying right now.
Yeah, okay.
I always looked at it like, they just were like, nah, we're not giving up. Like, that was nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
What
no.
else you got?
Exactly. No, no, 100%.
And then it was like, again, it was like, okay, yeah, I think we got it.
They have, we don't know if they have 100 now. They could literally destroy a whole island.
I don't, I forgot the time frame between the first and the second bomb.
It's like a week. I don't know, let's find out.
You know, that matters because it's like, okay, if it was back to back, then I was like, tate quieto, ta. Yeah. If it was a week later, it was like, oh, they're being brazed. They're like, oh, they got to see the aftermath, not just of the direct aftermath, but they got to see, you know, a week later on that people were freaking burning inside and stuff. Their skin was burning in the radiation. You know what I mean? So the timeline matters. And I think you're right. I think it was like 2 or 3 days later.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So on August 6th. They dropped the one bomb, and on August 9th, they dropped the second one.
Yeah, 3 days, right?
And then on August 10th,
they surrendered.
Japan was like,
okay.
Oh, you got us.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
All
right. That's the narrative I paint. It wasn't what you're describing.
It's like when you're playing hide and seek, and they walk in like, all right, you got me. You got me. Fine.
I don't picture it the way you described it. I'm like, oh, maybe they have more bombs. I think that they realized the first one was like, yeah, that's nothing. What else you got? And I was like, nah, that actually was, that's it. Like, you got this. Yeah. We're not messing around. Which is.
Well, because they'll drop a third one. And, you know, America was ready for the third one.
America was ready. Like,
we'll take the whole island out. We don't give up. You know, we'll do whatever we got to do. But I think it was a psychological thing. Because the women and the children are fighting. We can't fight them with guns. We'll take out the whole island.
Oh, you're talking about our justification for throwing the bomb.
Yeah, it's like if we drop the bombs, it'll break their psyche. And they'll be like, we can't win against this enemy.
Yeah.
You know, we're better off surrendering.
Which is what we would have felt like if we didn't have the bomb.
Yeah.
It would have been like, just leave them.
Yeah, just leave them, let them be an island. We'll just blockade them and they'll be Cuba. They'll still be there today.
Damn, that could have been an option instead of the bomb, right?
Yeah. I mean, they were never going to give up. And you know what it was too? And there's another aspect of it. They were doing, they were running out of, bomb-making material.
Resources. So they were going to have to expand.
So they were like, get in the plane and drive the plane into the freaking bomb.
Yeah, kamikaze.
So America was like, they're walling.
Yeah.
Like, they're never going to give up. Like, there's nothing we can do. You know what I'm saying? These people are warrior class. They're the Klingons. You know what I'm saying? They'll do anything. You know what I'm saying?
Klingons.
And the only way to do it is to, you know, make a show called Starfleet Academy. Make them gay. It's the only way to fix this.
Not the Starfleet Academy.
Make the Klingons gay.
Ah, that's good. Not the gay Klingons. Oh.
Yeah, but their mentality is we are people and they are not.
Yeah.
So we do to them doesn't really matter. Doesn't really matter.
In war, were they the first ones to view their enemy as animals?
No. I think historically we all do it.
We all do it.
It's just natural.
Maybe you have to do it.
Think about when we watched the World Baseball Classics, right? I watched the Dominican Republic versus America.
Yeah.
And I was like, those Americans don't have any freaking soul. Dominicans would hit a home run. And they'd be like dancing, and put the coat on. Americans would hit a home run. They'd be like, I was like, they don't have the salsa. They don't have nothing, bro. So not just me watching baseball. Like, these guys.
Anything.
I don't even want them to hit a home run. It's just boring.
Right. When you see two UFC fighters, you know, they're like this savage kind of beastly mentality. And then afterwards, they're like,
love it, bro. Good fight, bro.
He's the greatest guy. That's
But that's how it was in school, right? You have a fight with a kid, and then afterwards, you're best friends. Right?
Not the girls. the girls did not have that camaraderie.
But imagine a nation.
Girls was like, bitch, you're a bitch forever.
If you look at the propaganda America had against Japan, it was racist, right? Big teeth with the glasses. Oh, kill the Japs. You know what I'm saying? Like, literally. We were making them less because we wanted our soldiers to feel okay about killing them.
Killing them, yeah.
Like, you're not killing people. You're killing Japanese. You're
killing, the Japs.
They're different. Yeah, they're different. You know what I'm saying? And we do that, again, every army does it everywhere. Like, look at the freaking Iraq.
Not only do they want to kill you, but their kids want to kill you.
Yeah.
Their wives want to kill you.
Yeah, like there's no hope. Like we're not gonna, you're not gonna walk.
You're not gonna win them over.
You're not gonna walk into a town, kill all the soldiers, and be like, "All right, everybody, take it easy. Just keep farming."
Here's a baseball.
Yeah, we're gonna protect this area here. Like you guys, and that's how historically, that's how wars were. You know, you go, you take over a town, you just kill the army, and then now that's your land.
Would we see another war like that biologically, like in those kind of extremes? No, it'll be
no. If that happens, it's the end.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like if let's say we're fighting Iran and Iran decides they're gonna use biological weapons against somebody, we can no longer fight them regular. We have to eliminate them completely.
Yeah. We have to throw the bomb.
We have to destroy them.
Yeah.
Because that biological bombs are not local. They won't stay there.
That goes in the air.
Yeah, it goes in the air. Or if you take a flight or whatever, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my gosh.
You wander off somewhere else and get somebody else sick and it spreads. Like, we can't allow that.
Real corona shit. Yeah.
So, like, we got to wipe you out completely. And if we wipe you out completely, God knows what the neighbors are going to be like. Well, you're freaking, your radiation's over here now because you blew them up. Now we got to fight you. And
you stink.
Yeah.
Go over there.
Yeah.
Horrible.
No good, no bad.
It's hard to, like you said, put yourself in that mindset without the propaganda, without that lingering whatever the government or the people, you know, is in your mind. Like looking back at this, looking at the pictures, it's just like, right, it's like, we're sitting here comfortable, warm, food in our bellies, everything's peaceful. So it's like, damn, how could these guys get to that point?
Yeah.
And then while they're doing it, like it didn't, it, like you said, they're animals, right? So I'm trying to put myself in that mindset that, it's just a stupid little pig. Kick it.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to put myself in that mindset, but
imagine being at war with pigs.
It's more than that because the pigs want to kill me. The pigs want to take over and my children. Oh, man, I said the word. Crap. Cut.
Beep. Grape.
So it's one of those things where I can't even imagine now, right? Like, we have adversaries right now in this country. We do, right? But I don't hate them.
Yeah. But, I mean, people have that, right? So just simple terms. You have the MAGAs, and then you have the Democrats, right? Whatever you want to call them. they give each other names. They call them maggots, and they call them Democrats. And Hillary Clinton was like, they're deplorables. Like, paint the picture like, these people are, they're not people. They're zombies.
Right.
They don't know any better. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's okay to punch a Nazi. If somebody thinks differently or says things,
but even that, maybe because we're more middle conservative views, but even that is like, I don't hate any of them. I don't hate them. I don't hate either side enough.
Yeah, to even care.
To, like, care. Like, I want any harm to come
like,
your way.
Like, honestly.
Like, when they say I have TDS, what, a Trump derangement syndrome, it's like, you're saying you have a disease.
Yeah.
You're saying you gave yourself a virus.
A mental virus, yeah.
Right? Because
and
it's not.
Actually, the psychologists are like, this is real. People are really struggling.
Right. This is real. Come see me. Pay me the insurance. I run that. Run that insurance.
Give me that money, baby.
Give me that money. And it's like, it's not a virus regular, like virus, like, you know, we get sick, cold, whatever. We ride in 3-4 days, take some tea and shit. It's just like, I'm deciding that this is going to affect the way I move, emotionally, spiritually.
It's become the center of who
socially,
I am.
It's the center. I can't function.
I
can't have a conversation.
It's like, imagine I threw a bucket of baby oil on you, right?
Baby oil.
And then you're like, just wipe it off. It's fine. You can't wipe it off.
Bro, that's
you'll be there forever.
I'm going to be slipping and sliding
so
for
that's what
days.
They got. They got that on them, and they can't take it off. It's just on them forever.
But
everything they do, worse. Every cup they pick up is covered
pouring in it on themselves. Yeah. It's not even the other side that's doing it. It's
and we're using, well, obviously we're using one side as an example, but both sides are like this.
Both sides.
Yeah, 100%.
The same thing. The Republicans
do this too, yeah.
Look at the thing like, oh, these people, they love signs. They must have construction paper off the deck, you know, with markers and painting and glitter, and they're just going out there and organizing.
And they both do the same thing where it's kind of like, I can say whatever I want to say, and you shouldn't be, you know, you shouldn't stop me. But you can't say that.
But you can't say it.
Yeah.
You can't say what you're saying.
Say that. And they both do it to each other. You can't I could say it.
Right.
I could say punch a Nazi, 100%. But you can't say that. You can't say punch a Democrat. That's crazy.
Right. Yeah.
And then also too, like the term of freaking racist, Nazi, all that stuff is like you call anybody that.
Literally.
So who is it? Everybody. Everybody that doesn't agree with you is a.
And but back in the day, like those words had meaning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They had weight.
We knew who they were.
An example of words having meaning that were washed. When you call someone gay, when we were growing up, we're fighting.
Yeah.
It's a fight.
Not everybody's gay.
Now it's like, yo, it's like, thank you.
You better call me gay.
Bitch.
You know what's a word we used to use?
What?
We don't use it anymore, which is crazy to me.
Oh my gosh, hold
but
on.
But this word has such gravity.
Whew.
That if somebody said this to you, that you are this.
I know this word.
You kind of feel like, yo, what's up? They're like, yo, you can't. It's Herb. Right? If they called you a Herb, you're like, yo, I ain't no Herb. Like, that's like
right.
Degrading.
That's degrading. Like, that's like your manhood, your mentality, you're inept.
I don't know where the word went. We got to bring it back because there's mad Herbs out there. Right? There's mad Herbs out there.
Wow. I'm trying to, yeah. Right? There's a few. But Herb was like, you get played. You someone's playing you.
Yeah. But that's easy. Like the people that voted for Mandani, bunch of Herbs. Right? Bunch of Herbs, bro.
Right. Now they're complaining. Like, yeah, he's going to raise our rent.
And no, now it's happening. I'm not going to raise your rent. I'll raise your taxes. I didn't promise you that.
Right.
Taxes up.
Right. Taxes up. The rent stays, but, yeah. Triple
down. It's funny because somebody was, some video I commented. I was like, yo, why doesn't the government, just to make it a lot easier and streamline the process, why don't they just break into our house and rob us? Like, if I'm walking home from work, why don't they just hire people with masks and just drop me on the floor, put a gun to me, just take my wallet, and take my... It's easier. It's more efficient than saying, just give me 10% over here, 10% over there. It takes so long for them to get the money. They should just rob us. It's more efficient.
Oh, wow.
Just take it. Just you know what I'm saying?
A faster. Whole check, and let me get the other three.
That's it. Just knock me out, steal my wallet, and just call it a day. Be like, oh, okay, the government's doing their job. Thank God. They're paying for everything.
The all right, so...
We went off.
I know you've noticed because my face was like, we got to get back. So, the real question, I think what I gather from this is like, one of the things I thought off the bat, America is looked at as a bad guy. And we're now spreading these rumors and these, not to say that they didn't happen to some extent, that we're these bad guys that did experiments. And that's how we got modern science, no. It was not just us that did atrocities.
Yeah, everybody did it.
Everyone did it throughout history. Wouldn't be here where we are now.
And since we
scientifically,
already,
medically,
we already did it, might as well use the information. We did it. You know, we'll keep going.
So if I would ask this question for either listener, right, whether you stand on this side or that side of things, religiously, politically. Is it moral that we keep using this knowledge that was gained from biological weapons to, all the information that we gained from them? Would you have given them immunity for that information, or would you have just said, "Nah, you gotta go. We can't have you around, bro."
Yeah. What do you guys think? Let us know. Are you pro unit 731 or anti? We already know. If you're watching the show, we already know.
We out. Don't even tell us. We out.